This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Data analyzed by Stanford of 300 million elementary school test scores across 11,000 school districts found that the Chicago public school system is exceeding all others in the country at the rate students are learning, and that some urban and southern districts are doing better than data typically suggests. While some wealthy ones don't look as effective, many poor systems do. President Trump reportedly drinks 12 Diet Cokes per day. A federal judge has ruled that the Orleans Parish Criminal District Court judges have a conflict of interest when determining whether defendants can pay fines that pad the court's budget. Therefore, it is unconstitutional and has the effect of creating a debtor's prison. Former African-American apprentice contestant turned political aide Omarosa Magegault Newman was fired and escorted out of the White House after a series of controversies during her year on Trump's staff. Minimum wage increase in Miami Beach was overturned by Florida Appeals Court, claiming the 2004 referendum did not allow local increases. In 1997, daily smoking among 12th graders peaked at 24.6%, but 20 years later, in 2017, it has dropped to 4.2%. South African Supreme Court has rejected the efforts of President Zuma to block an investigation of corruption and influence peddling in his administration that is so widespread it is called state capture. In another setback for British Prime Minister Theresa May, the Parliament, in a narrow vote, has demanded veto power over any Brexit agreement, forcing it to be submitted as law. Critical in the Alabama Senate was a 30% increase in black turnout over 2014 levels. In the CWA contract with AT&T, the union won significant job protection and increased pay for about 20,000 wireless workers, as well as a commitment to bring work back from overseas. An analysis of comments filed at the FCC in favor of the chairman's attempt to gut net neutrality have found more than 1 million are virtually identical and sent by bots, and many are from dead people or people who did not send them. China maintains an official online blacklist of credit defaulters. Being on a list means that you can be blocked from flights, high-speed trains, and even from large purchases. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.